On the 25th anniversary of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, one of the commissioners has called the ratio of Indigenous people in jails in Australia disgraceful. The Aboriginal leader Pat Dodson, now a Labor Senate candidate, addressed the National Press Club in Canberra today on events since the Commission released its 339 recommendations. He says the problem the Commission was set up to examine has become worse. In particular, recommendations to jail Indigenous people only as a last resort have not been effectively put into practice. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.
Federal Labor's chosen Pat Dodson as a senator for Western Australia to replace Joe Bullock, who unexpectedly retired last month. He's yet to be sworn in, but says he's not too worried.
These things take some time, and I suppose when you get to my age, you're not necessarily trying to do the 100-yard sprint in 10 seconds. And there are many things to be done, and they're not necessarily going to be all done in these particular sittings, so I'm not impatient about that.
But he is impatient about the increasing rates of Indigenous people being jailed.
We, in Aboriginal peoples, Indigenous peoples, are being imprisoned at a rate that is a staggeringly 13 times higher than that for non-Indigenous people. And unfortunately, that rate appears to be accelerating. For Indigenous women, the rate of imprisonment is increasing even faster. A 74% increase in the past 15 years. One in every three women in Australian jails is Indigenous.
Pat Dodson noted that the lessons of the past have not been learned.
Certainly one has to wonder what happened to the principle of imprisonment as a last resort and the 29 recommendations relating to this issue. A quarter of a century after we handed down our findings, the vicious cycle remains the same.
In fact, he says the laws have been changed, with the impact being more people are jailed.
Mandatory sentencing, imprisonment for fine defaults, paperless arrest laws, tough bail and parole conditions, and punitive sentencing regimes certainly haven't helped. Neither do funding cuts to frontline legal aid services.
He says there have been some improvements.
Some exceptions to this bleak picture, notably the reduction in hanging deaths due to the removal of fixture points in the cells. There are pockets of things happening. In Victoria, for instance, Koorie courts are operating. You know, they're not... They're making a difference. And many of the justices are grappling with this. New South Wales as well are grappling with this. Unfortunately, out at Bourke, where there's one of those justice reinvestment programs happening, there's no investment from the state in that. Private enterprise or private philanthropic groups are supporting them.
Mr. Dodson praises the idea of justice reinvestment.
Such approaches suggest that unproductive expenditure on prisons should instead be invested in programs at the front end that aim to reduce crime and prevent people entering the criminal justice system. Building more jails and enabling laws that ensure the incarceration rates of Indigenous peoples is not the solution, and certainly not a good use of the taxpayers' money. I'm interested in the $2.5 billion that the Red Cross reckons you could save if you get 2% of the incarceration rate down. If you could work on that in a realistic way and recoup that money and then direct that back into health and education programs to avoid incarceration and avoid criminal justice matters, I'd be very interested in that.
But the soon-to-be politician says it comes down to a political solution.
The nexus between law and politics is the difficulty. And the politicians are the ones who are accountable in this instance. Because if they make bad laws, or laws that enable these high levels of incarceration, then there has to be political remedies to that.
Mr. Dodson's heading to the Senate for Labor, but says it needs a bipartisan approach.
You have people in the Parliament who belong to different tribes. And I've said at one stage that I'm not interested in trading tribalism from Indigenous affairs to tribalism in the whitefellas' arenas and their particular brand of warfare. I'd be very, very interested, and I am interested, and I've certainly had this discussion with Bill and other people in the Labor Party to look at how we can collaborate on key matters like incarceration rates. There should be no question about us finding a collaborative mechanism to reduce those incarceration rates for the betterment of our nation.
And he argues it should get urgent attention.
You've got the Parliament being recalled to to deal with legislation on trade unions. Well, it should be being recalled, in my view, to deal with these appalling custody rates of the First Peoples of this country and to set their minds to how best to find better ways to reduce them.
Pat Dodson ending Louise Yaxley's report.